This is the June 18th continuation meeting from June 4th of the Pacifica National Board. I'll ask our recording secretary, Richard Zell, to call the roll.
Sharon, Mayor, present. Hey, Sharon.
Hello, how are you doing?
Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Tracy, how you doing? Andrea Turner.
Here.
Hey, Andrea. Joe Gonzalez.
Here. Yeah.
Hey, Joe. Sean O'Brien.
Present.
Hey, Sean. Leslie Radford. Leslie. Summer Reese. Summer. Rico Ross. Who just came on?
It sounds like somebody went off.
Okay, Rico Ross. Bill Crozier.
Here.
Alberto Lorero.
Present.
The Birdman.
Hey.
George Ryder. George, you're there. I know you're there. You know, it sound like George. George? You're muted. Or you just lost your voice or something. George?
I'm back, Richard. I dropped off for a minute.
Okay. That's really George. It's not just an impersonator. He sounds that way now. He came back from his vacation sounding like that.
He's got
Richard,
a sexy voice.
Right. Hey, Arlene. Nia Bediako.
Present.
Hey, Nia. Kathy Davis. Kathy.
Oh, Kathy announced she's not going to be here because she's doing an event at WBAI.
And Jennifer Jager.
Here.
Hi, Jennifer. Hey. Alex Steinberg.
Present.
Hey, Alex. Alonzo Brown.
Hey.
Alonzo, are you there? Hello. Campbell Johnson. Campbell. Kimmery Orendorf. Kimmery said he was going to be absent, asked for an excuse absence. Marcel Reed. Yeah, Marcel. Jim
Richard, Kathy Davis also asked for an unexcused absence.
Yeah, I'll hand those as soon as we could complete the roll.
Jim Bennett.
Present.
Thank you, Jim. Sophia Wangaza.
She's going to be late.
Okay. Leslie, were you there?
Yes,
Summer?
I am.
Oh, Leslie's there. Okay, hi. Summer
hi.
Reese. Summer's not here, and Rico's not here?
Yeah, Rico's here.
Oh, Rico, hey. Mr. Chair, you have a quorum.
Thank you, Richard. We have two people who have asked for excused absences. Kathy Davis is off doing a show, I gather, off-site. I'm not sure she's going to be able to join us. Is there any objection to Kathy be giving an excused absence? Okay, hearing none. That absence is excused. And Kimori, I don't know the reasons he's asked for it. Does anyone know?
Yeah, he sent a little note to the board. I think it was personal or family.
It was a graduation tonight.
Ah.
Hello?
The other two that he had missed had been family emergencies.
Okay.
Oh, hello?
Yes,
hello?
Who's that?
Alonzo.
Hi, Alonzo.
Alonzo, hey.
Hi.
Okay, so he's off at a graduation. Is there any objection to excusing Kimori for that absence tonight? Okay, hearing none. I've been forgetting for the last two meetings to begin the meetings with 5 minutes of appreciation for...
Before you go any further, Chair, I've also forgotten. I've forgotten to call Arlene's name.
Okay.
I'm here.
And LaVarne's name.
Present.
And Ricardo, are you there?
Ricardo is not going to be here tonight.
Okay.
Sean, would you keep time for us?
George, because of the World Cup, I do not have my usual access to my computer, so I'm working off a computer that doesn't have a time element. I apologize for that. You can blame the World Cup.
Can't you wear a different cup?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much.
Is anyone willing to keep time for the meeting? All right. Well, I'll do it myself.
Bill,
so we have
Bill. Maybe Bill might volunteer.
Well, I don't have my watch on right now.
You can't volunteer him.
I'll go get my watch if you need me to.
Well, I'd appreciate it, Bill. It gives me less things to think about.
Okay.
For this, I'll keep time for this. We have 5 minutes for appreciation for people in the network who you'd like to appreciate. Anyone have anything they'd like to acknowledge?
Yeah.
Who is that?
LaVon.
LaVon, go ahead.
You know, I just like to acknowledge that the group at KPFA, all stations, but in particular KPFK, that they're in a fund drive. There's this intervening time between fund drives, and I know it's going to be successful, but there are challenges today. So I just would like to say that I appreciate the staff. I appreciate all you guys are doing. I appreciate Terry getting information to me today in the drive. So, you know, just hang in there and, you know, continue to be the success that you've always been. That's my little that's so.
Okay.
That was Kay?
Kay, yes. I appreciate all the staff at every station.
Yeah, well, that's sucking up.
And Arlene?
Arlene, go ahead.
I'd like to acknowledge the excellent contacts that we made at NFC, or that I made at least at NFCB, and then also that our staff did. Particularly like to congratulate Brian receiving the Beta Award and the total staff at the archives. Ursula for running two very successful affiliate meetings at the NFCB, and Jim and Afia for showing the best face for Pacifica to our affiliate stations. I heard a lot of comments that even went back to Ginny Burson at NFCB about this being the best affiliate meeting that most people had been to, and that the people who attended the programming discussion were really excited just with the chance to be able to participate and to think that we cared about what they thought in terms of national programming. So congratulations to everyone for that face, even though three of our stations were discontinued from membership for non-payment of dues.
This is Jim, and I'd just like to follow up on Arlene and commend her and also Ursula for their strong presence and leadership at the NFCB conference.
Anyone else? Hello?
We're here. We haven't gone anywhere.
Okay.
George,
anyone else, any acknowledgement you want to make?
Yeah, George, I'd like to acknowledge all those people at that same conference who very, very vocally let it be known that they want audio port and they want it right away. Thank you very much.
Anybody else? Okay. Let's move on then to Arlene's report. Bill, have you got your watch?
Yes.
Okay.
How long do you want?
15 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. I've already mentioned, you know, at NFCB, the affiliate participation. And in line with what Sean mentioned just now about audio port, I do have a meeting set up to work on the completion of that. I've been talking with John and Otis. We've identified someone who we can use a piece of that budget that was set aside for that to write instructions so that people will be able to use it. And we've gotten some feedback from at least WM&F, who's been testing the new version. So we're making some progress. I've asked Jim if he'll participate in the meeting along with John and Otis Ursula and the operations people at WMNF that have been evaluating it and that are going to write the instruction manual. I also mentioned in the commendations, Ursula, but I do want to say that she worked as hard as I've ever seen anybody work at a conference, and she was continually in contact with other affiliates and giving advice, and she also signed up several new affiliates at the NFCB conference, and so we appreciate that kind of dedication from our staff, and we do see it from pretty much all of our staff, so big thanks to all of our staff. I think that Tracy will be mentioning the discussion that we had about the general managers coming to the Berkeley meeting and participating in some of the open meetings and also meeting separately in order to work on getting better teamwork, developing more of a sense of network, working on some of the things that are so important in the coming weeks and months, including the elections, the budget, and all kinds of other things that are going to have to be dealt with before we get final managers in place. And so I think this is an important thing for us to do. I've also been working on the national event planning, our programming. I've left two messages so far for Helen Thomas, and I'm hoping that I'll hear back from her. I will keep following up until I get a yes or a no. I was able to get a home phone number, and I'm pretty sure that she's the one that answered the phone on one of the calls and said she'd take a message and pass it on. I'm working on setting up, and I've already made contact with several people, on a task force to deal with national event programming, and also had some strong comments about dealing with some author music speaking events, in some cases multimedia, that might turn out to be both good national programming and also good for utilization as in-house premiums during our fund drives. I'd like to report that at KPFA, they've begun, you know, making the cuts. A few of them have actually already been notified. Others will be notified next week, but there have been staff meetings, and people are aware that these things are coming. At the the cuts that are in the current cut schedule right now will be just about $215,000, and then we'll deal with the rest of reaching the $300,000 limit as we go forward, or the $300,000 suggestion. I'm working on a direct mail piece to send out from the national office within the next month. And that's about it from me.
Arlene, would you explain to the audience and to the board in a little bit more detail what the new capabilities of AudioPort will be when the new software is in place?
It will be automated. Now, automated does not mean that if you just turn on your computer, you know, it magically appears. You still have to have some software in place in order to make that happen. And what we will be doing is making sure that it's very easy to use and that it's pretty intuitive, but also that we have good instructions to go with it so that even someone who is not a techie will have no problem in plugging into it and being able to use it both for downloading and airing and also for uploading programs onto it.
Okay, are any questions for Arlene?
This is Jim. I'll just follow up and say that it will actually, once you set up the software and follow the instructions, it will actually deliver the programs you want to whichever computer you want it to go to as the programs are being posted on AudioPort, they will automatically move over to your designated computer at the time that you request them to.
This is Andrea, Arlene.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. Could you? I missed the point on the cuts. Did you say they were specifically for KPFA? What was the amount?
The amount that is currently, you know, set to go is just under $215,000.
Oh, and for KPFA specifically?
Yes.
Okay.
The other stations made cuts back in 2008 or 2009. Basically, KPFA did not. You know, there were a couple of things that happened either earlier this year or at some point, but when you got right down to it, FTE was almost identical to what it was on October 1st, 2008. And so this will move it into at least possibilities of being within the income.
Sean, to the stack.
Richard, to the stack.
Then Richard.
Oh, did you say go ahead, George?
Yeah, good.
Okay, hi, Arlene. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, Sean. How are you?
I'm okay. Listen, the NES...
We missed last night on the... I know you said you were resigning, but I'll tell you what, that committee's not going to go anywhere without you. We need you.
Well, we'll talk about that later, all right?
Okay.
The NES shocked many of us earlier this week when she put out an email where she expressed the idea that she thought it was the prerogative of the PNB to extend election deadlines and create bylaws. And I just want you to assure us that she has, in fact, read the bylaws and understands the meaning of the words National Election Supervisor. Thank you.
Yes, she has. I think she was trying to show some deference and some sign of cooperation with the PNB.
Well, I'm glad you thought that, because that was not the feeling that many of us had. We saw it as a bit of confusion on her part. Thank you.
Richard?
I'd like to applaud Arlene for the tough stuff she's doing in making those balances on that budget in Berkeley. Who all was involved in the AudioPort stuff? Was that Otis and John?
Otis and John, Ursula. We pulled in Jim Bennett, the operations manager at WMNF, and the computer person at WMNF, who has actually already automated and is using not only AudioPort but other programs in an automated format for their HD3.
Well, I want to go back and add all those people to the acknowledgments, and I appreciate y'all doing that. And it's not an easy thing to do, and bless y'all.
Well, we'll be meeting within the. I hope it's going to be a week from today to move on to the next step. But our goal is to be able to, you know, announce the new version before very long. John was hoping for the end of this month. I think it'll probably be sometime in July that it's announced, and that it will actually be then up and running a few weeks after that.
Great.
Okay. Do we have any more time, Bill?
Yeah, we got about 6 minutes, and I have a question.
Oh, wonderful. Yes, go ahead.
Arlene, I wonder if you could let us know what you feel our NES needs or wants to help the elections move along better.
I'm sorry that things have gotten off to such a contentious start, because it's made it really difficult for everybody. And, you know, I think that as someone who came in here as a very bright person who really understood the election and had a lot of enthusiasm, I think she's, you know, been a little shocked by the degree of difficulty that she's encountered. And so at this point, one of the things that I'm working on is keeping her spirits up. She's still working extremely hard. And we have a couple of stations that are doing quite well in terms of promotions. In fact, three, I think, are working very hard at it. KPFT has really been in there from before the time that we even started this election. They started their own announcements, and I really commend them for that. But the staff at KPFK has jumped on board, and they've been doing their best in the midst of also having a fund drive at the same time, and I know that's very difficult. And WPFW has been doing seemingly a pretty good job. We're having a little more difficulty getting things moving smoothly at KPFA and WBAI. I will be in New York next week, and we'll be dealing with working on a few issues to see what's happening at WBAI, and I could give a better report at that point. But I think the biggest thing that she needs is cooperation. You know, if we can all work with our staffs to understand that there's a damn good reason. What I'm hearing from people all over the network is, well, why in the hell are we spending this money on elections? We don't want to do this. Why don't you just call them off? We don't need this. I mean, that kind of attitude means that people don't know their history. And you know the old adage, if you don't know your history, you're condemned to repeat it. And so there's a damn good reason why the Pacifica Bylaws Convention decided on this type of elections, and it's our job to carry them out. If they need some tweaking and some revising, hopefully, being that we have an off year next year, we can begin to deal with some of that. But right now, we all need to do everything we can to help these elections go forward smoothly.
Hear, hear.
Anyone else?
A follow-up?
Yeah, good.
Is this an appropriate time to make a motion about the elections?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion.
You have an elections committee report coming up, Bill, so if it can be kept there.
Oh, that's right. Okay,
time,
right.
We won't have to extend time because
yep,
I don't think
better.
We're going to
okay.
have anything.
Jim, I do have another question or comment for Arlene.
Go ahead.
Arlene, could you just tell people the status of the WPFW transmitter?
I sure could. I'm sorry, I should have had that in my report. As I think you all know, I've said several times, WMNF was kind enough, and Bill Brown, the engineer at WMNF, has just bent over backwards to help us with a number of issues, the most obvious and outstanding one being the WPFW transmitter problems. Thanks to Bill Brown and Jim, WMNF shipped their backup transmitter to Washington, and it's been sitting there now for several weeks. Unfortunately, there were some efforts on the part of some people to stall getting it installed, trying to say that it wasn't necessary or that it was only being done for the benefit of National. I'm happy to say that I overrode those decisions and also supported John and Don Mussel in the decision that it shouldn't cost $15,000 to put that transmitter in, but that it should be less than $5,000. And Bill Brown found us an engineer in the Washington area who came in and did the work for less than $2,500. They're now on that transmitter.
Great.
Because they're on that transmitter, they've been able to tear apart the one that wasn't working and ship, or that was only working at a very restricted level, and ship the parts up to the shop where the other transmitter is being repaired. Hopefully they'll have that back in a few weeks, but in the meantime, they're operating at more than double the power that they had before the WMNF transmitter was installed. It's still low power. I haven't gotten a definitive answer, but it's somewhere in the vicinity, I think, of 40% to 50% of what their power is when they're operating at full power. But as I say, it's 2.5 times what they were operating on during their fund drive. So big thanks to WMNF and particularly to Bill Brown for all of the assistance. And that's all been at not a penny to us.
Follow up, Sean?
Yeah, go ahead.
Arlene, I'm glad that you think things are going chipper, but at KPFK in the governance meeting last night, this whole issue over the elections got put on our agenda as the election crisis. And that was not my suggestion, but the other people in the room. And I'd like to know, are we following the election, the local station board election policy that was passed in 2009 at the Berkeley InFace meeting?
Jennifer told me that you are. A couple of days ago, when Renee was monitoring, she noticed some deficiencies, and so she got in touch, and they said they were being, you know, corrected. And that's the best I can tell you at this point, but that's what I've been told.
Thank you. Arlene, in particular, there's the requirement that anybody doing a show in this period puts on 15 minutes about the elections, which has met with some resistance on the part of the producers, but it is definitely part of the policy, and it's, I think, probably one of the most effective ways to reach out and really convince people that this matters, if you have the hosts saying that it matters and putting some time into it. Is that happening at the stations?
We're at time.
I can assure you that it's not happening at this moment at A. I just sent an email to Ahmad reminding him of that. My guess is that at K, with the with them being in Fund Drive, I can almost assure you that it's not happening there. And I haven't checked at the other stations. I will check into that next this weekend and next week.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let's move on to the CFO report. it's 20 minutes for that. LaVarne?
Hi, good afternoon. Yes, we have the results for May year-to-date, and we had a finance committee meeting, but we've just gotten the reports, so we really haven't reviewed them in the committee yet. But just a general briefly, the results for May year-to-date for the foundation. We had revenue of $1.9 million, so $1,936,000. $1,936,000, and that was actually $500,000 worse than the budget. And that approximately $500,000 is in listener support. And the reason for some of the listener support, the reason why it's down is that one reason is that in the month of May, KPFK started their fund drive, and then they had a period where they were not fundraising, and they've started again in June. And what is happening is that the reason I made the comment to KPFK is that they did really, really well when they initially did the three-day drive. They had a goal of 100,000, and they did 127,000. And at this point in time, their fundraising rates are not, daily pledges are not what they are used to having. So, you know, we just want to, I'm just trying to encourage everyone that, you know, things can turn around. It's going to be difficult. But that this, by this intervention period, it they were like going at gangbusters, but, you know, things have really quieted down that time. And also, so therefore, the fund drive that we were expected for KPFK to continue, that is one of the reasons why listener support is down. The other reason is also KPFK, when they did their initial fund drive, and for the first fund drive for this fiscal year, they actually started in September, which was part of last year's fiscal year. And the other part of it is that WBAI's fulfillment rates are still really low. I have some information on that. So that's another reason why the revenue is down. And the result for the year for net income for the foundation, we're at a loss. And the reason we're at a loss is basically in the revenue. So if you look at your total expenses, we're about right on with expenses. We've had expenses of $2.3 million, and the budget was $2.3 million. So we're slightly, we're about $14,000 better than budget on expenses. So again, we are at a loss for the year. Year to date, hopefully, we will get some of that will be will we will achieve with the we will a lesson with the KPFK fund drive. Yeah, because their fund drive, if you add the two together, I believe it's probably close to $1 million for KPFK. I have it here. So we see some change in that. The other thing is how we are attacking the fact that we are lower on revenue than budget, and the fact that we're at a loss year to date is that in the fund, in the PNB meeting that's coming up, I think the motion, or we will have a motion, to bring the general managers up so there can be a strategy session face to face to look at the options on what we can do with that and how we can hopefully achieve. It's going to be really difficult, but somehow achieve come in at break even. And again, if we really tackle some of the fulfillment rate issues, then I believe that we'll be closer to that too, and to be at break even by the end of the fiscal year, if not some tiny bit of net income. So that's kind of where we are. And if you compare it to a year ago, May year to date a year ago, with the revenue, we're actually slightly better. We're about at $53,000 better than last year. The expenses, though, we're worse. And so, therefore, basically, it's offset. So, basically, that makes us still worse than last year on net income, on the deficit. So that's basically where we are today for the results. And there were, since we were able to get these out, just the summary sheets, the detailed sheets, there were a number of questions that Leslie had submitted and that we've looked at and we have answers to. And if I can go over this, there was a question about the election expenses. And the election expenses, you know, the expenses started on in May. So, therefore, the stations were allocated some of the costs of the national election supervisor, and then the local election supervisors, those expenses will start up too. And that's why there are election expenses on the two that Leslie had asked about. And the other question you had asked about was some of the admin expenses at WBI, and there was a question about the bank charges. So actually, the bank charges for BAI are actually better than budget. So that is actually it's $1,000 better than budget for BAI's bank charges. And the interest expense that was on there, what happens is that when the rent is not paid on time at the tower or Empire State Building, you're charging interest for delaying payment. And basically, and you have to have the payment into Empire State by, I believe, the 8th of the month. And with the office rent, it has to be in by the 15th. Otherwise, you will be charged interest for delay in making payments. And on the office rent, what had happened is that we are at BAI. There was previously an error on the month of March, but that was corrected. And if you look at the rent for BAI, you will see that the rent and the other line on utilities for office, if you look at those two together, you will see basically you'll see a slight about a $16,000. You're actually better than budget on the rent. So you have to add the utilities and the office rent expense together to determine what your variance is. And so what this really requires is that when you actually make the general ledger entries into each month, you have to carefully separate the utilities from the rent. And that's both at the tower and at the office. And the other question was on equipment lease. We're installing a new telephone system. It's still, we've signed the lease, and it's $1,100 a month. And if we had switched over the phone, then we would actually have decreases in telephone expenses. But we hopefully that will go over switch over sometime this month. And for your consultants, there was a question about BAI, I believe. And what happens is that with BAI, and I guess we can business managers, we can all talk over this with our among ourselves, basically, in terms of how you actually charge consultants versus temporary, and if there's a separate account that we can use. So at BAI, there are people who you bring in, and they're charged, you know, like temporaries or like people who are helping at the front desk, they're charged to consultants. You have another person who works there who is basically is set up as a consultant. We had a person who was supposed to come in and help with the database and do a lot of that, and that was about, I believe, we had about $22,000 in charges, and that person is no longer there. So, and telephone costs, there's a question about that. We have cell phones that for the managers there, the senior managers at BAI. And we have, I think there might have been a question, I guess, about the month of May in terms of bank charges. And what is happening is that Lynn Magno here is doing a number of the postings that are not done at BAI. The Lynn actually goes in and correct those, and she made a correction in May. And there was a question about the craft fair. Basically, what's happening there is that those expenses should not be charged to craft fair. They should be charged to community events. It's BAI does a ticket online, a program where people call in for theater tickets, and that's where it should be. It should be. So we will have to do a correction, either give instructions to BAI or Lynn will correct it herself. So those are some of the questions that you have there. The other thing I just want to mention, this will be quickly, is that we did look at the cash balance, and what I did was I sent that on. You might have that by now. To show that where we are at the end of May, and then I just showed where we were in April and in March, and showed the difference from the prior month. So the unrestricted cash balance at the end of May is $1.2 million, and that's about $100,000 higher than the prior month. And during the month of May, we have had fund drives, but fulfillment for fund drives, of course, you get immediate fulfillment with credit cards, but the remainder that's not credit card, so that will come in. But in the month of, and for example, I also looked at the month of March or to look at what the difference is from or the month of February and March, and looked at what the cash balance was at that time. And if you look at the cash balance in the month of February, we see that actually the improvement from the prior month of January, when we're actually lean, there is actually $371,000 higher than the month of January. And if you connect that to your fund drives that were held, for example, in the month of February, and also it rolls into March. But in KPFK, their cash balance was about $320,000 at the end of February, and then they had a drive that went through February and March. So if you look at the next month, the cash balance is actually $121,000 higher than the month of February. But if you look at K, for example, their fund drive was in the month of February, and their cash balance was $269,000 higher than the prior month. And their fund drive that month, they had pledges of $1 million. So far, they have collected $767,000, or 75.7%. So their fulfillment rate on their February drive was about 76%. Now, the fulfillment rate on KPFK that I
spoke about earlier, their fulfillment on that drive is 81%. So that shows that the fulfillment has to be there in order to generate the revenue. And then if we go to BAI, KPFT, I have information, but I don't have it here to post to give that information to you. But if you look at BAI, their cash balance, now, they, of course, they're the major expenses with rent, but their cash balance improved by $51,000. Their drive went through the 1st of March. They had $868,000 in pledges. They have they received $585,000, and that's a fulfillment rate of 67.4%. And this is, again, why BAI's and why our revenue is listener support revenue is low, because at KPFA, the fulfillment, 81%. KPFK, on a $1 million drive, 75.76%. And WBAI, which actually went past their goal of their pledges were almost $870,000, but they've only collected $585,000. So that's a 67% fulfillment rate. And that's what we have to work on to get our net income up. And at PFW, their drive was in the month of February. It was like they had a week or two between, almost 2 weeks between the two drives. And they had pledges of $363,000. They've collected over $290,000, and their fulfillment rate is 80.7%. So this really points to, by looking, being able to gather this information in terms of from the various the business managers and the database managers and development directors, you're able to compare these and actually point out to the general managers where we really need to work, where switch stations really need to work on improving their fulfillment and their collections in order for us to make budget. So that's kind of where we are with cash. I also sent to you a copy of the central services, outstanding central services. And on the bottom of that sheet, I have outstanding major payables. These are at the Pacifica National office. So if you look at these major payables and you look at the fact that for this current fiscal year, the total central services due was like $1.3 million. That's just for this fiscal year, 2010. And we have collected about $900,000 in central services. So if we've collected $900,000, the amount that's due for this year is $1.3. So that's already $400,000 below that. And if we look at the prior year, including the balance from before, that's a balance of almost $1.9 million. So our payables, outstanding payables that are at the bottom there, that shows that if these payables are due to the expenses or spending for the foundation, it's not something that's here that the national office, the P&O, that we're doing. But some of the costs like Democracy Now, we're in arrears there. We have legal costs for our counsel. We have costs for the audit, which really it exceeded. You know, we owe $93,000, and the reason why is because at certain stations the corporation wasn't there to get these things done on a timely basis, and the fact that there was no clear audit trail on a lot of the spending that the auditor needed to look at. So we owe Dan Siegel, our pharma counsel, $72,630, and then we have a credit card balance which was basically for the PNB meeting in LA, and we have our insurance premium, which is coming up, that's $33,000. And then Lynn also included the payroll for the national office. But again, if you look at the central services and you look at these major payables, the reason why they are in arrears is that we haven't received the funding to take care of this. And again, it's due, like some of the things in the past, like
the Siegel bill, that's still standing there, still an outstanding receivable. But also, we owe our current counsel the amount due is $45,000. So it shows that all of us, you know, have a duty to try to hold down expenses. And I think that all of us, that's something that we all realize we have to do, and we have to encourage everyone to constantly be mindful of that. And I also sent a preliminary consolidated balance sheet. So we're basically total assets, $7 million, and net assets and liabilities of $7 million. So that's kind of where we are. And we will have discussion at our next finance committee meeting in detail on our May year to date results, and we can probably at that time give more information by station.
Mr. Chair, we're almost at 19 minutes. I'm not sure how much time is allocated here.
20 minutes.
Do we have any questions for LaVon?
Yeah, I have a question,
Roberto.
George.
Okay.
I have a question.
Can we extend time for, let's say, 10 minutes for questions?
So
any objection to extending for 10 minutes? Okay, hearing none, let's give ourselves another 10 minutes.
John, for the stack.
Okay, so I
Alex.
Heard...
Alberto.
Alex, to the stack.
Okay, so I heard Sean, Alex, and Alberto, but before that I heard Nia and somebody else.
It was Nia and Alberto first.
Oh, was
yes,
it Nia and
thank
Alberto?
You.
Okay. Okay, so I've got Nia, Alberto, Sean, and Alex. Okay, go ahead.
Okay,
Nia,
thanks.
Go ahead.
Yeah. LaVon, I have two questions. One, I missed it. Why is it taking so long for the new phone system to be installed at WBAI? And number two, have we caught up on the bank rent for the premises and the transmitter? Thanks.
I'm sorry?
Have they caught up on the
bank
rent? They're caught up on rent. We checked online, and they're caught up through June.
This is Arlene, but one of the reasons that I will be in New York this week is to deal with the phone system issues.
Yeah, because I cannot, you know, tell you why I'm not there. You need to talk to your general manager. You have to talk to Milton, to Muriel Tillinghast about that.
Okay, thanks.
Alberto.
Yes, very quickly. LaVon, I want to commend you on the extensive report that you've been able to craft. It's a long ways from last year and the year before that. And being a member of the National Finance Committee, I'm very happy and elated that we're getting relevant numbers to our national board. I just want to add one thing, which you will hear me always talking about, that the only way that we can make our monthly expenses is for the local signal areas, because that's the great bulk of the income that we pay the Pacifica Foundation expenses for everyone, that the central services be a central focus. And I think that each one of the four members that sit on this body should be made aware of the arrears and the impact that not paying central services has on the total network. And again, it can be done privately, it can be done person to person, but I just feel that we need to let the four members of each of the signal areas know how their station is doing as it relates to central services, because that is what is causing the part of the being in the red. And again, I commend you for the turnaround that we have had, not only here at the National Board, but also at the National Finance Committee, and having information available so that we can all chew on it and be more aware and more focused on what we need to do locally to make the financial situation better. Thank you very much, LaVon.
comment. Thank you, Virgil. And I have to commend the people who are on the National Finance Committee. I really do. That we kind of move along. And I've heard some people say that that's one of the only committees where there's actually work done, action taken, and then people can understand what's going on. But I won't say who said that. But anyway, probably me. But, yeah, and I want to commend, you know, the staff, too. Worked really hard. So we were able to, like, not only work with the business managers, but work with the database. So and things really tie together. So thank you, Alberto.
Okay, Sean.
Yeah, I join Alberto in thanking you for the extensive report. And like Alberto, I am babysitting a bird here, and my fine feathered friend decided to squawk at the very beginning of your report. And you mentioned something about 1 million something or other, and then 500,000 worse than last year. Could you just repeat those figures so I make sure I get them right?
Yes. We were talking about the revenue, and the revenue compared to last year, we're actually the listener support revenue is down, but the total revenue is a little higher than last year. It is about $36,000, and the total revenue for this year was $9.6 million. But
9.
I think when
6.
I was talking about, I'm sorry,
9.6 million. Did you say?
Right, for May year to date.
Okay, May year to date. Right, and then that's 500,000 worse than last year.
The 500,000 is I think we were talking about the prior year in terms of looking at our central services, where we're actually the balance that's still due for central services. It was the one point was was 1.3 million. We received payments of about 900,000. So therefore, there's about $400,000 in central services that is due basically the difference between this year, but also still on the balance sheet was another $1,424,888. So that's where. We had an outstanding balance of central services up when we started the year at $1,444,888. We received about $900,000. The central services for this year to date is $1.3 million. So, you know, and since we apply any payments, you know, like first in, you know, first out, we apply the payments to the original balance on central services. So that's kind of where we are. But compared to last year on the revenue, we're about right on the total revenue. We are almost $100,000 below listener support. And again, that's one of the reasons why if the listener support is down also, that means that in terms of the national office, we actually have net income, but we are not. We are below the budget.
Okay, very quickly. How much do you know off the top of your head? How much KPFK owes to Central Services as of this date?
Yes, I do. It's they owe $223,488. They started the year owing $366,242. They made payments this year of $483,000, so that means that they still owe $223,888.
Oh, $223,000. Thank you. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, Alex?
Yes, first, I just want to shed a little light on the phone situation at WBAI. Part of the problem was that we had a sudden change in management, and there was some kind of a chaotic situation ensued for a while. But what's happening right now is that several people on our local finance committee have taken an initiative and have formed a task force to assist management in working out all the problems involved in bringing in the new phone system. Apparently, there's all sorts of technical issues about making it work with what we have now, stuff that I can't get into in this short period of time. But we have some very active volunteers who are working with management, and as well as Otis and John from Pacifica in trying to address this issue. Now, that's one thing. The other thing is I was wondering about the legal fees that the national office owes. It's probably best left for an executive session, but I was wondering if we could have a breakdown of what those legal fees consist of. And
I can tell you now.
Go ahead.
I do have some reports that relate to some of that for the executive session, too, but not the overall legal fees.
Okay. Because LaVon mentioned there was $73,000 owed to Mr. Siegel and
yes.
another 40-something to our current Pacifica Council. Okay. Well, we can leave that for the executive session. I just wanted to bring that up. And one other thing I was wondering about, LaVon, you mentioned that the GMs may be coming to the in-person meeting to help work out problems on the national level, particularly on finances. I was wondering if you thought it would be worthwhile to bring in Bertold to that meeting as well to assist in these areas with the GMs.
I think that Bertold has been working with us and on the budget, and what we've done is that we're meeting like one-on-one. You know, we're having these meetings like usually every Wednesday where people who need to report in, they'll report in, or I will call and talk with them. Like, actually, this past Wednesday, we worked with Bertold Mariana, and we worked on her budget. So she has a preliminary budget that she's already sent to us. And we're really working that way to get the budget in, so that the goal is to have a preliminary budget on next month. And I think, actually, Alex, I would agree with you.
Okay, so you do think it would be useful to have Bertold there in person?
Arlene, my opinion is we're going to have this webinar. If the phone system gets in, we're going to have a webinar, because we're going to have our auditor and his partner come in and talk about COSO, the
okay.
standards. So we plan to have the business managers on, you know, available at that time for this webinar if the phone system is in. So that's where we will be with that now. Arlene is. Excuse me.
I was just nodding my head yes.
Okay, are there any other questions?
I'd like that.
Who's that? Jennifer, go ahead.
Hi, LaVon.
Hi, Jennifer.
That was a very, very concise report. It's much appreciated. I'd like to ask a question about major donors. Are there any statistics on whether, you know, consistent major donors continue to give to the foundation, whether we have new major donors? I'm kind of interested in finding out some information about that.
That information is available. We can get that for the board. That would be fine.
Okay, so like for the last, say, I don't want to make it onerous, but the last few years, because it would be interesting to have the names and the trends. So maybe we could approach some of those people who have dropped off and get them back on track.
In fact, I've been given a couple of names, and for not only the major donors, but, you know, for people who give grants, you know, not the huge ones, but, you know, smaller grants, we appreciate.
Included, yeah. That would be good information for the board, I think.
And since we are working closely with the database managers, like I'd asked for reports today, and they sent them in, so we'll work with them to do that.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Mr. Chair, we're about 2 minutes over time.
Okay.